May 20th, 1993, some of the stories we're following for you this hour.
Big traffic trouble on Interstate 880 near San Leandro after a big rig overturned.
Another base closure hearing will be held in Washington tomorrow.
And a bipartisan group of senators announces their opposition to Bill Clinton's deficit-cutting plan.
Good morning from KCBS. I'm Al Hart.
I'm Lois Melkonian.
And I'm Dave McElhattan. Wait a minute. What am I doing back here?
CBS is next.
Where the news watch has never stopped for 25 years. KCBS, News Radio 74. All news, all day, all night.
KCBS, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose.
KCBS News Time, 7 a.m.
New Senate showdown shapes up on energy taxes. Searchers find no sign of life amid wreckage of Colombian airliner. Bosnian Serbs vow to stop fighting. Good Thursday morning. Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. The Clinton economic package is under fresh bipartisan assault, this time with Democratic Senator David Boren of Oklahoma and Republican John Danforth of Missouri joining forces in an effort to kill the proposed energy tax and impose new caps on entitlement programs. They plan a joint news conference an hour from now, but we got a preview from Senator Danforth.
We think that this really is a time for Republicans and Democrats and independents to work together for the common good of the country to try to reduce the deficit in the federal budget. This program has spending cuts that are 2-to-1 ratio over tax increases, which is the opposite of the program that's been advanced by the administration.
Will your alliance with Senator Boren be the straw that breaks the camel's back in the sense on the Clinton budget proposal?
Well, our effort isn't to break any camel's back. Our effort is to try to improve the economy. We think that it's high time that we try to find common ground. There has been really too much bickering between the parties.
Where specifically will you look for budget cuts?
Well, we have an entitlement cap in this program, similarly to what's been discussed in the House of Representatives. But we also have specific recommendations for entitlement cuts. And they are very tough and they are very controversial.
Missouri Republican Senator John Danforth. CBS News correspondent Bob Schieffer says an energy tax revolt in the Senate spells big trouble on the House side.
I think the danger for the president in this Republican-Democrat coalition announcing this morning an alternative to the BTU tax in the House will be this. No member of the House is going to vote to raise taxes if he believes that down the line the president is then going to compromise in the Senate and drop the tax plan. No politician wants to vote for raising taxes only to have the tax bill then later dropped by the White House. That's the sort of thing that's political suicide.
President Clinton today signs the Motor Voter Bill, tying voter registration to getting a driver's license. Florida has imposed a 90-day moratorium on the cancellation of homeowners' insurance policies. Insurance Department spokeswoman Jill Chamberlain.
We're going to ask the legislature to work with us to come up with a solution so that the companies will stay in Florida and write insurance the way we want to. But in the meantime, we're not going to let consumers be hurt during this period of market disruption.
This week, Allstate announced plans to drop 300,000 homeowners in potential Florida hurricane areas. Monty Belote with the Florida Consumer Action Network says the risks should be evenly shared.
What we need to do is have an industry-wide analysis of the risk exposure, not just of Allstate, but of all the major homeowners insurance companies in Florida, to see which ones are overexposed and which ones can afford to take on more customers, and then force an equilibrium in that direction.
In Los Angeles, a jury has awarded more than $1 million to Sabino Gutierrez, who accused his female boss at Cal Spas Incorporated of sexual harassment, hugging, kissing, and fondling him over 5 years despite his protest, and then demoting him when he got married to another woman.
It was very difficult to go back to work when she comes after me, kissing me, and doing something that I didn't want to do. I was feeling if I don't do it, I'll lose my job.
The company plans to appeal. The move to unseat Oregon Senator Bob Packwood on grounds he lied during last year's campaign appears headed for defeat. Statement by members of the Senate Rules Committee indicate that panel will vote today to dismiss the challenge of Packwood's election. President Clinton reportedly is close to choosing his first Supreme Court nominee. The New York Times reporting he has narrowed the list to a few federal and state judges and will announce within 10 days his choice to replace retiring Justice Byron White. Time on the roundup, 4 minutes past the hour.
Ever wonder how far you could get on $19, where you could go, and what you might see? Well, there's never been a better time to find out. Because right now, Alamo is offering a special low rate on an economy car for just $19 a day, anywhere in America. We call it the Great American Rate. One low rate that's good from coast to coast. And, of course, because it's from Alamo, all the miles are free, including all the ones that take you from the middle of the city to the middle of nowhere.
Rent a Geo Metro for just $19 a day anywhere in America. Current airline ticket to or from the city of rental and 24-hour advance reservation required. Optional CDW, $10.99 a day or less. Limited availability. Other important restrictions apply. Offer good through July 21st, 1993. To get a Geo Metro for just $19 a day, call your travel agent or Alamo at 1-800-GO-ALAMO.
Searchers have located the wreckage of a Colombian jetliner that crashed yesterday in the Andes Mountains near Medellin. Newsman Stephen Gutkin reports.
A helicopter of the Caracol radio network found the plane's wreckage some 40 miles northwest of Medellin. The SAM Airlines 727 jetliner crashed into the Andes Mountains about 12,000 feet above sea level. Although there was no word on whether there were any survivors, the head of Colombia's Civil Air Board said it didn't look likely. Caracol said the aircraft was completely destroyed. Aboard the plane were 132 passengers and crew members. The jet took off from Panama City and was supposed to have landed in Medellin, but it disappeared from radar screens a few minutes before its scheduled arrival. Stephen Gutkin for CBS News, Bogota.
President Clinton says he is deeply saddened by the deaths of four Marine crewmen killed yesterday during a test flight of one of the presidential helicopters. Bosnian Serbs say they have halted military operations to push for peace, but Muslim-controlled radio says fighting is still raging in northern land corridors vital to the Serbs. Central Bosnia is reported quiet for the first time in 10 days. Croat forces have forced some Muslim injured and sick out of hospitals, causing the death of at least one man. The UN Security Council is expected today to approve the sending of peacekeepers to the Bosnian-Serb frontier. European Community mediator Lord Owen says Russian and Muslim troops would help.
I think it's extremely important for its acceptance amongst the Bosnian Serbs that they see contributions from Orthodox Christian countries, from people in the former Soviet Union. Our mission is likely to make it more obvious to the Bosnian Serbs that this is not an occupation force, this is a genuine peacekeeping force.
Today, Secretary of State Christopher meets on Bosnia with Russian Foreign Minister Kozyrev. United Nations peacekeepers in Cambodia, alarmed by Khmer Rouge threats to disrupt next week's elections, have now given other Cambodian factions the green light to protect polling stations. Rick Ferguson reports on the campaign windup.
The campaign closed with a noisy parade of supporters backing one of 20 political parties. A number of Cambodian Americans have come home as candidates. The competing factions are still engaged in violence as the UN strives for free and fair elections. Charles Twining is the senior American here.
We all have been condemning the intimidation and the violence, and obviously that has to factor in a final judgment.
A warning today from spokesman Eric Fault as the UN beefs up security.
We do not hesitate to return fire vigorously if attacked.
While the Cambodian capital was calm today, rival factions fought in the countryside in a conflict that goes to the voters on Sunday. Rick Fredrickson for CBS News, Phnom Penh.
Time now, 8 minutes past the hour.
You know how everyone has a personalized 800 number these days? Like 1-800-LIVE-BAIT or 1-800-VENTRILOQUIST. Well, at Bank of the West, we went out and got ourselves one, too. Before we tell you what it is, though, we want to tell you why you should care. You see, right now we have a terrific offer for anyone who owns a home. We're offering a prime rate home equity line of credit. That means you can borrow against the equity in your home, and your interest rate is prime. It's prime now, and it floats at prime for the life of the loan. So, over time, you may save a lot of money. Now, back to that phone number. If you remember the Bank of the West symbol, it has a bear in it. So our number is 1-800-676-BEAR, B-E-A-R. Call it for more information. We admit it's a little cute, but we figure you can stand a little cuteness if it can save you a lot of money.
Bank of the West. Certain restrictions apply. An equal housing lender.
This is KCBS, News Radio 74. All news, all day, all night.
It's 7:09 at KCBS. Good morning. I'm Al Hart.
I'm Lois Melkonian.
And I'm Dave McElhatton.
And in the news this hour, more base closure hearings scheduled in Washington.
A high-tech plan to add jobs in the Silicon Valley.
And some things never change in 25 years. Traffic troubles on Interstate 880.
Ah, yes. More on those stories coming up. Plus, we'll have sports at 15 and financial news at 25. And right now, traffic and weather together. And here's Ron.
A lot of it in San Leandro, 880. A big problem. It will remain so for at least another 4 hours. One lane shut down in each direction. Let's go to 880 in Washington. Here's why with KCBS reporter George Harris.
That's because of that big rig slamming into the center divider, Ron, and people driving by right now will see a spectacular scene as several feet of the guardrail pulled right up. Ron York, a sergeant with the CHP, tells us what happened.
It's still under investigation, but it's apparent that this guy lost control of his vehicle and pulled out about 100 feet of guardrail.
Well, after two lanes were closed in each direction, at least two lanes are now moving in each direction. As you mentioned, Ron, the left-hand lane will be closed in each direction, north and south on 880, for the next probably close to 4 hours as they try to clean the situation up. I guess the one thing we can say that is it could have been a lot worse. Ron, back to you.
All right, northbound 17 slow over the summit because of accidents in this drizzle, also causing problems northbound 280 at 101 into San Francisco. Bay Bridge backed up because of an accident on the bridge. We'll update it in 5. Bay Area weather overcast with that drizzle, sunshine this afternoon, and warm. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on KCBS News Radio 74.
KCBS News Time 7:11.
Al, more base closure hearings will be held in Washington tomorrow. Tom Houston, a spokesman for the Base Closure Commission, says the public hearings tomorrow will focus on the possibility of adding more bases to the Pentagon hit list.
This is another part in a very intensive process for us, and we won't be taking any installations off the Secretary's list tomorrow. We're simply looking at whether or not we need to add more for further consideration.
Although Houston says no bases will be taken off the list, local officials are hoping eventually some Bay Area bases may be saved from closure if other bases are added.
A civilian firefighter at Mare Island Naval Shipyard has been working hard to prevent the closure of that facility, and Mark Hutchins says he is glad to hear other bases are going to be placed on the list.
I don't think they're going through the motions. I think that they are going to place other installations and other shipyards on the list, and once they're there, I think that we have a better than even shot of coming off.
And if the commission wants to close any additional bases, it must notify the president and the public by the 1st of June.
Well, a new technology is about to be manufactured in the Silicon Valley. It's expected to bring lots of jobs to the area, and that's good news on a dreary summer morning here in San Francisco. We get details of the new developments from KCBS News Radio's Jim Taylor in the Santa Clara County Bureau.
Not dreary here in the Silicon Valley, Dave. Industry analysts pretty much agree flat screens are what the world is going to be looking at in the years to come.
Yeah, flat panel technology is an outgrowth of the liquid crystal display technology, which you see in calculators and watches. And it really is what the industry is looking to for the future.
Computer World Executive Editor Paul Gillen reacting to news that a Silicon Valley consortium has figured out how to make the highest quality screen anywhere. It has got 20 times the resolution of today's computer screens.
The U.S. does have some excellent technology in the labs here. What we've been poor at is mass producing it, is converting it into something which is really low cost enough to sell on a high volume level.
There are plans to build a $300 million manufacturing plant here. That could mean something like 15,000 high-tech jobs, and that would be a welcome development. In the Santa Clara County Bureau, Jim Taylor, KCBS News Radio.
KCBS News Time is 7:13. Now, you're wondering, what is McElhatton doing here in the morning?
I was wondering that myself.
25 years ago, we began All News Radio. And, of course, Dave was a tower of strength and really, I have to say, the main reason for the success of All News Radio way back then. You gave us such
and
a shot.
You'd say that even if I wasn't pegged.
That's true. But what a wonderful time that was.
Yes, it was. And I remember that first day that we went on the air, Alan. I'm sure you remember it, too. We were sitting here about to go on the air. Everybody was a little hysterical because it was a whole new way of life. An all-news radio station was something very new then. And they were trying desperately to get everything ready. And as I was starting at 6 o'clock in the morning, one of the technicians was under the table right beneath me, still soldering the wires together. And I suspect that some things never changed. That's probably still going on.
Yes, it does, as a matter of fact. And we'll get into more just a little bit later on when McElhatton back on the air right here on KCBS News Radio 25 years after all news began.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful, Al? Yes, we both survived.
KCBS News Time 7:14.
Someone seen cheer star Ted dancing in the shower, and what she saw opened her eyes.
Ted was always bragging about himself, and he has reason to brag.
No other station in the Bay Area will celebrate the last call at Cheers like this. Tonight's Tennyson's Bob Shaw will take you for one last look behind the scenes of Cheers. It may be the last time these exclusive outtakes will ever be seen.
That's it, sweet baby.
Kirstie Alley tells all. Cheers and farewell. Tonight's on the original 10 o'clock news, only on Channel 2.
My name's Pat Coletto. I'm a San Francisco restaurant designer, restaurateur. And after I eat a huge meal every night, I go to sleep watching the 10 o'clock news. It's a whole different twist to the news. You would think that all news in any given city would be pretty much the same. But it's the other issues that are covered by Channel 2 that I've always been impressed with.
The original 10 o'clock news.
If it's relevant, it's going to be on the 10 o'clock news.
Only on Channel 2.
Coming up on KCBS, San Francisco's budget shortfall grows. KCBS News Time, 7:15.
And time for the KCBS Sports Line. Steve Bitker is here to fill us in on what's going on, Steve.
Yes, Al. Jeff Torborg has such a great thing going in Chicago with the White Sox. He managed them to two second-place finishes in 1990 and 91. In fact, he won 94 games back in 90, but then was offered a multi-year mega-buck contract to manage the Mets in 92. We said, don't do it, Jeff. He did it. He left Chicago where he was immensely popular, and in the pressure cooker of the Big Apple, well, he gave credence to that old Leo DeRocher line that nice guys do finish last, especially in New York. The Mets lost 90 games in Torborg's first year and were 13-25, 14 out of first, when Torborg got the news late last night from general manager Al Harrison that he was out of a job.
I don't think there's anything I detest more in and around the game than scapegoating. It is the one of the worst of human traits, as far as I am concerned. And we all share the blame for the start of this ball club this year. All of us. The management of this ball club, the manager, the coaching staff, and the players.
But of course, management doesn't fire itself and can't exactly fire all the players, so the manager is the one to go. Not that it's always that easy.
This is about my lowest point in baseball. This is about as painful a day for me in baseball as I have had since I have been in the game. I can't tell you how I personally feel about this man and this manager. He is a terrific guy. He is probably one of the most decent people I have ever worked with or worked around.
Former Yankees and Phillies manager Dallas Green is the new Mets skipper. His first game against Atlanta at Shea tomorrow night. In KC last night, the A's lost to the Royals 13-8. The Royals scored 9 in the first inning, 7 off Sean Hillegas. Giants beat the Astros earlier 6-3 for their fifth straight win. The L.A. Kings even their Stanley Cup semifinal series with Toronto at a game apiece with a 3-2 win at Maple Leaf Gardens. And the L.A. Raiders have offered a multi-year contract to the Rocket, Rocket Ishmael. Steve Bitker with sports at 15 and 45 on KCBS News Radio 74.
Introducing Marriott's Family Room, designed to please America's toughest travel critics.
The pool is big and I can stay in all day. I don't even have to make my bed.
Marriott's Family Room. All that Marriott has to offer, plus special savings, where kids stay free and parents relax with late checkout.
Please compliment the chef. The ketchup was outstanding.
At Marriott's Family Room, kids eat free. See our ad in your Sunday travel section.
I was on all the best rides today. The water slide and the elevator.
Marriott's Family Room, with terrific savings all summer long.
I highly recommend it to children of all ages.
At Marriott's Family Room, kids eat free and stay free, and you enjoy late checkout. These low rates are only available this summer and must be purchased 21 days in advance, so reserve now. For details and restrictions, see our ad in your Sunday travel section. Call your travel agent or 800-527-7777.
I like this hotel.
When you need to know traffic or weather, turn to KCBS. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes, all day, all night, only on All News KCBS. News Radio 74.
KCBS News Time 7:18.
Well, 25 years ago it was Captain Ted, but right now it's
Lieutenant Lyons. Hello, Ron.
I imagine it's a mess out there.
It is, Dave.
719.
It is, Dave, and it's nice to have you here. Here's what's going on. It is terrible everywhere. I have no good news for any area of the commute. Southbound 101 at Lincoln, a new accident in Marin County. We're getting very heavy drizzle in all parts of the Bay Area, compounding whatever problem or backup you're in. The Bay Bridge backed up well into the maze. KCBS Sky 2 just looked at that and is also en route to the big problem, 880 at Washington, covering both of those. Here's Scott Letiro.
Well, I can tell you the backup at the Bay Bridge toll plaza is just massive, out past the maze, onto 580, out to 980 and 24. And, Ron, we're coming up on that problem on the Nimitz Freeway at 238 now. Traffic is beginning to move with two lanes open in both directions, but still major backups here, southbound to Marina, northbound as you make your way up from Highway 92.
One lane will be shut down in each direction, each left lane in each direction there, shut down until 11:30 this morning. Avoid it if you can. South Bay, no better news, 280-17, KCBS Sky 1.
Boy, it's very, very heavy traffic, Highway 17, as you make your way through the Los Gatos area, but then uncharacteristically slows again right here at Camden and is solid all the way out to Highway 280. If you're heading out for Highway 280, northbound, jammed up through downtown San Jose, beginning at the Guadalupe Parkway all the way out to Saratoga Avenue.
Slow into San Francisco, northbound 280 at 101. There's an accident there. It is also slow, as we mentioned, because of an accident earlier on the Bay Bridge, and slow making your way up the Bay Shore, the problem at Dore Avenue. That's the story. Bay Area weather from KCBS meteorologist Mike Fechner. Well, overcast with drizzle or sprinkles, coastside otherwise mostly sunny and warm today and tomorrow, high 60s and 70s. To the 80s, well, inland, and after we have the drizzle and so forth in the morning hours, you're going to have sunshine, really, in the KCBS six-day forecast through Tuesday, maybe increasing clouds later in the day. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on KCBS News Radio 74.
KCBS News Time, 720.
Al, San Francisco's fiscal crisis is being called the worst in the city's history. That's as Mayor Frank Jordan rushes to meet a June 1st deadline to get his new spending plan to the Board of Supervisors. We get the story now from KCBS News Radio's Barbara Taylor in the San Francisco City Hall Bureau.
Never before have there been so many variables making it difficult for the mayor to get his budget to the printers. The governor wants the city's property tax revenue. The unions want pay raises, which are now in arbitration. Special interest groups are fighting cuts in programs. Business is fighting hikes in taxes. Jordan's chief of administration, Jim Wunderman, anticipates at least 800 layoffs and counting.
This is a fiscal crisis the likes of which I have never seen, and judging by my experiences in Sacramento today, no one else has seen before in California.
Among the mayor's latest proposed cuts, senior meal programs, swimming pool hours, and a delay in opening the new jail that was built to reduce inmate overcrowding. A balanced budget by law must be in the hands of the supervisors by June 1st, and a major battle over cuts in taxes is expected there. At San Francisco City Hall, Barbara Taylor, KCBS News Radio.
A Berkeley merchant who has twice used mace during incidents at his store will give up his license to handle the gas. Prosecutors in Alameda County say they don't have enough evidence to prosecute Takwon Kim. Kim allegedly sprayed a police officer with mace last month as the officer tried to break up a fight in his store. He's also accused of macing a student who argued with him over some change.
There's some good news for East Bay kids who ride AC Transit. Can you imagine good news on AC Transit? That story from KCBS reporter Chris Cutter.
After considering a proposal to increase the youth fare on AC Transit, the $21 monthly pass for 13 to 17-year-olds will remain the same. And AC Transit Director Alice Creason says kids will be given an additional price break as well.
We also decided to reduce the cost of purchasing tickets. And this means if you go and buy a book of tickets, you get 10 rides with each book. And this will cost now $4.50, which means each ride will cost 45 cents.
Meanwhile, AC Transit directors are still trying to work out a $10 million budget deficit problem for next year's spending package, a lot of which will depend on what happens with money expected to come in from Sacramento. In Oakland, Chris Cutter, KCBS News Radio.
And a San Francisco Superior Court has ruled seven manufacturers of water faucets must comply with the state's anti-toxics law. The companies will have to publish warnings about the possibility of lead leaching from their products. The companies named are Chicago Faucet Company, Price Pfister, B&K Industries, Sterling Plumbing Group, Manville Manufacturing Corporation, Moen Incorporated, and Universal Rundle Corporation.
KCBS News Time 7:23. Dave McElhattan of Channel 5 is here today to help us celebrate 25 years of KCBS News Radio. He's the man who started it all way back when. And Dave, I know you have great powers, but a listener called in from Corte Madeira and said it was raining out there, and as soon as your voice came on this morning, the rain stopped and the sun came out.
Oh, my God, I even terrify clouds.
This is something new.
So don't fool with me.
All right.
A seat or two or three. It's a great week to shop for chairs. Hi, I'm Lynn Wadika, buyer for Cost Plus. More than ever, Cost Plus is the place to buy chairs. Dining chairs, folding chairs, bar stools, garden chairs, even $10 chairs. The selection's fantastic, and so are the prices, especially this week on director chairs and folding chairs. Ours are not those rickety types. They're sturdy and made to last. Our oversized director chairs come in natural black or white and 15 different canvas colors, from khaki to watermelon pink. They're $35 elsewhere, but only $20 this week at Cost Plus. Save on our indoor-outdoor hardwood folding chairs, too, in natural or hunter green. $39 elsewhere, they're just $19 at Cost Plus. So for the best seats in the house, come to Cost Plus, where we shop the world so you can afford to be different. Remember, free parking in our famous Fisherman's Wharf store.
KCBS News Time, 7:24.
Recent medical research studies have suggested that vitamin E may help ward off heart disease, boost the immune system, and cut the risk of strokes and cancer. A recent report from the New York Academy of Sciences suggests that vitamin E also helps protect against the effects of smoke, smog, and air pollution. This is Doug Rao of Trader Joe's. We think if you've decided to take vitamin E, Trader Joe's is the best place to buy it. Our natural vitamin E comes in a formulation which provides 400 international units. It's made by one of the major manufacturers of vitamins. It's made for us with no wheat, yeast, sugar, or starch. No artificial preservatives were used, and no artificial colors or flavors. Elsewhere, you can expect to pay $8.99 or more for a bottle of 100 soft gels of comparable natural vitamin E. We buy our vitamins direct and take our normal grocery markup instead of the usual high drugstore or natural food store markup. At Trader Joe's, a bottle of 400 IU natural vitamin E is only $4.69. Thanks for listening.
KCBS News Time is 7:25. Time for financial updates, and let's go to the Pacific Stock Exchange, and here's Don Wiegand. Don?
Thank you, Al. Good morning. We were up 15 here at the opening bell. Now we're right back to dead even at 3,500 on the Dow. 68 million. Winners ahead 3-2. The over-the-counter market up 3. Wilshire Small Cap Index up 140. Bruderbund of Novato down 1.75. Hewlett-Packard down 1.25. Casino Magic, the Riverboat Gambling Company, up 4. Spectrum Info Technology, the stock that's gone from 3.5 to 13, is up 1.125 at 13 right now, and that's in the last month that has taken place. Bonds are now up 0.25. The dollar is slightly lower, and gold down just about $6, $376. We're even here at the Pacific Stock Exchange. I'm Don Wiegand, Financial News at 25 and 55 on KCBS News Radio 74.
Thank you, Don. KCBS News Time 7:26, and this portion of KCBS News sponsored by Lexus of Stevens Creek.
And Dave McElhattan in the studio with us. Dave, you were up late last night, and look at you this morning, so bright-eyed.
Yes, look at me. No, I looked in the mirror, and I realized I better cut myself shaving so my eyes will clear up. Yeah, I was up, but I got up early this morning with almost no trouble because fear is a great motivator, and I remember that from all the 18 years that I did early mornings here at KCBS.
And you know, Dave, one thing we have to remind people of, those of us who worked with you for so long and heard you on the air, when you were the king of radio here for so many years and of news radio when we started out, when we were doing McElhattan in the Morning together, and it was such a fun show, that was a heck of a transition there to stop doing that show, which was a lot of fun, and suddenly going into serious all-news radio.
But we could see it coming, and so actually, I think, if you remember, Al, the last 6 months or so, we really had become more and more news-oriented.
That's true.
And it was fascinating. By the way, speaking of news, the news crew over at Channel 5, you two are big favorites of theirs. They start off every morning listening to you, and they really enjoy it. And
hey.
So do I if I'm up,
oh,
but
good news.
I seldom am.
Yes. But he's up today, and he'll join us for the rest of the hour here until 8 o'clock this morning. McElhattan from Channel 5 on KCBS News Radio 74.
So, there you are, stuck in traffic in the South Bay, and for the 10th time today, somebody pulls up next to you driving a brand new Lexus. And you ask yourself, How is it possible so many people can afford to buy such a beautiful car? Well, you wouldn't be so surprised if you knew about the incredible Lexus sale happening right now at Lexus of Stevens Creek. For years, Lexus of Stevens Creek has been widely recognized as having the Bay Area's biggest selection and big volume discounts. In fact, many customers will tell you they shopped the whole state before they discovered we offer the truly one-of-a-kind volume discounts they were hoping for. And today at Lexus of Stevens Creek, there's another axiom that applies. When the inventory goes way up, the prices go way down. And since we must lower our inventory immediately, we've made a Lexus more affordable than ever. Put it this way, the next Lexus driver you see already knows that a Lexus is a lot more affordable than it looks at the big sale on now at Lexus of Stevens Creek, Stevens Creek Boulevard, San Jose.
Time now for traffic and weather together, and it's been terrible today. Here's Ron.
It remains so, particularly in San Leandro, Al. This big rig went through the guardrail shortly before 4 o'clock this morning. One lane remains shut down in each direction on the Nimitz Freeway, 880 in Washington, northbound, now back up to north of Tennyson, slowing down as you make your way toward Marina in the southbound direction. A bit good news is that people hearing about this, I guess they're staying off 238 because it's fairly light. And also using Foothill to get to Mission Boulevard and Hayward is a pretty good alternate. Bad news in the South Bay continues. We have a new stall northbound 17 south of Lark. But 17 and 280, that whole area there, very, very slow as we recap it with KCBS Sky 1.
Yeah, what I can see past Lexington Reservoir, north 17 moved well. But that's the last of the good traffic because it's jammed up now beginning just before Highway 9 on out to Lark. Then it jams up again from just before Camden all the way out to Highway 280. Had an accident northbound 280 before Saratoga Avenue. And although it's off to the right shoulder, north 280 is backed up solid through downtown San Jose all the way to the Guadalupe Parkway.
Liz of the KCBS phone force says 280 is your best bet to make your way into San Francisco. The accident's been cleared northbound 280 at 101, but you're better off to stay on that one lane on 280, making your way to 4th. Or to connect with the Bay Bridge in downtown San Francisco. Bay Bridge is backed up to Omaha again this morning. There was an accident, and it took about 45 minutes to clear it as you made your way up to Treasure Island, so it's a long morning everywhere. Bay Area weather, overcast, drizzles, or sprinkle in a lot of areas. Otherwise, mostly sunny and warm today and tomorrow. High 60s and 70s to the 80s. Well, inland traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on KCBS News Radio 74.
KCBS News Time, 7:30.
Giving you the world every 30 minutes. This is KCBS, News Radio 74. All news, all day, all night.
Thursday, May 20th, 1993.
Analysts warn small investors to be careful of the bull market with a new Dow Jones record.
Debate resumes today on the nomination of San Francisco Supervisor Roberta Actenberg to a Clinton administration position.
And the Base Closure Commission considers adding bases to the Pentagon hit list. And that could be good news for targeted Bay Area facilities.
Also coming up on KCBS, Charles Osgood on the Osgood File. Sports at 45, financial news at 55. Good morning, I'm Al Hart.
I'm Lois Nalconi.
And I'm Dave McElhattan.
KCBS News Time, 7:31.
Al, the debate continues in the Senate over the nomination of Roberta Actenberg to a federal housing job today, but a vote is still up in the air. Senator Jesse Helms is leading the attack against the gay San Francisco supervisor. The North Carolina Republican is dead set against Actenberg because he believes she will use the housing job to promote what he calls the lesbian agenda.
That agenda includes everything, as I say, from redefining the family to include homosexual couples to extending government employee health insurance and housing benefits to the so-called domestic partners, homosexuals and lesbians.
Helms says he will do everything he can to delay a vote on the nomination.
Among those taking Actenberg's part during the heated debate on the nomination, California Senator Dianne Feinstein, who told the Senate that the nominee's sexual orientation should have no bearing on their view or their vote.
Roberta Actenberg, I believe, has performed well in the past in local government, and she will perform well again and in the tradition of excellence.
Feinstein told Helms he was wrong in calling Actenberg an extremist, noting her nomination is supported by a wide range of legal, educational, and civil rights groups.
The Senate Rules Committee has thrown out a bid to unseat Senator Bob Packwood. The Oregon Republican had been accused of defrauding voters during last year's reelection campaign. Voters challenging his election say he lied about allegations he had sexually harassed female staffers and others. But the Rules Committee vote against the complaint was unanimous.
Senators say that they're wary of setting a precedent that nullifies elections based on misstatements in election campaigns, I'll bet.
Now, this portion of KCBS News sponsored by Autobahn Motors. That voice you hear, of course, belongs to Channel 5's Dave McElhattan, who for many years toiled in these vineyards at the KCBS.
Yes. And what a wonderful time it was. You and I had a lot of fun. I remember our saying from time to time, you know, we're having so much fun that someday somebody's going to find out about it and put a stop to it. And they finally
did. They did, yes. We went into all news radio, but we had a lot of fun there, too. And, of course, it was a much more serious nature than McElhattan in the morning. But 25 years ago, it all began, and that's why Dave's here today, to help us celebrate that big event.
That's right. I bring you happy anniversary wishes from everybody over at Channel 5.
And
they're great fans of yours, as I said a little while ago.
You know, you were such a giant in radio at that time, and certainly were, I would think, primarily responsible for our early success in news radio. Boy, we got off and running, and just everybody was listening to the station at that time because of all the huge events that were taking place.
Well, that's right. 1968. I think that's what launched KCBS into looking for a new format, because radio was becoming so segmented. Every station had to figure out what little niche it had, and KCBS fortunately picked this one, and it turned out to be a very big niche.
Let's listen to a sample of what was going on back in 1968.
Uh-oh.
It's glory in the morning time.
6 o'clock Pacific Standard.
And KCBS is where it's at.
Traffic alert.
Oh, my God.
And Al Hart has that story. Mr. Hart?
The Nimitz Freeway north and southbound traffic, Dave, still very congested just south of Washington Avenue due to several accidents. The Bay Bridge westbound jammed up from the toll plaza up to about a half mile from the tunnel, according to AAA.
Now, how about our CBS correspondents? Did you hear them last night? They gathered with Eric Severide, the big daddy of the CBS correspondents, and talked about Vietnam and their thoughts, and they didn't always agree.
The thing, of course, it has brought about.
And they had a little sample.
Gee, that last guy sounded a little stuffy.
He did, yes.
Where'd you get the music?
I have no idea.
I don't know, but fortunately we gave it back.
Yes, that's right. It's been buried long ago. Well, all right, we'll have more with Dave McElhattan coming up in just a bit here on KCBS News Radio, celebrating 25 years of all news.
If you're ready for your first or next Mercedes-Benz, do listen carefully. Autobahn Motors in Redwood City is having a special red tag event that offers you significant savings on both new and pampered pre-owned Mercedes-Benz automobiles. Prices will be clearly marked on every Mercedes, and nothing is being held back. When these Mercedes are gone, they're gone. Astute Mercedes buyers are very much aware of Autobahn's reputation for price, selection, and personalized service. So, when an event like this comes along, it gets everyone's attention. For additional information about this special event, from the 415 or 408 area codes, simply dial Mercedes. Autobahn Motors is conveniently located at 350 Convention Way between the Woodside and Whipple exits off 101 in Redwood City. Autobahn Motors, another quality member of the Lucas Dealership Group. Remember, just dial Mercedes.
Autobahn's red tag sales event ends May 23rd. Don't miss it.
KCBS News Time, 7:36.
And we check in now on the Osgood File. Here's Charlie.
Comic books, like movies and TV series, change over the years to reflect changes in society. Changes in interests, lifestyles, attitudes, and perceptions. When I was a kid, a newspaper reporter named Clark Kent could duck into a phone booth and emerge seconds later as Superman, faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. And a boy radio reporter named Billy Batson could sign off in a hurry when he ran into trouble, say the word Shazam, and turn into Captain Marvel. No wonder I wanted to be a reporter when I grew up. Also, there was the dynamic duo, millionaire Bruce Wayne and his ward Dick Grayson. Would, as Batman and Robin, always get the best of the Joker, the Penguin, and the other bad guys of Gotham City. The superheroes were all pretty much invulnerable, and that's what we liked about them. But now, it's vulnerability that's in. Forget abilities. What's in now are disabilities. Stand by.
It's midnight. Where is your car? With the club on it, you know where it is. Safe from car thieves. Car theft is a year-round problem. It knows no season. The Fraternal Order of Police know this and urge you to help in their fight against car theft by buying and using the club. You need not be at the mercy of car thieves. For less than $60, you can protect your car with the Club, an anti-theft device that's proven itself as one of the best deterrents on the market today. The Club, effective, affordable, and guaranteed for up to $500 of your insurance deductible. See package insert for details and restrictions. The Club, which now comes in many bright colors, fits easily across the steering wheel, and once locked into place, makes the car undrivable. Plus, its high visibility discourages the would-be thieves. Even with an electronic security system, you still need the Club. If you feel nervous or uneasy when you park in that lower parking garage or in a dark, secluded area, at the mall, or even on your own street, there is an answer, a way to protect your vehicle and feel secure. The answer is the Club, available at better stores everywhere. But accept no imitations. Make sure it says the Club on the handle.
What this says about America today, I'm sure I'm not qualified to judge, but bullets don't bounce off today's American comic book heroes. They can't fly, they don't have X-ray vision or superhuman strength. In fact, there's one new set of comic book heroes called the Scrap City Pack Rats, who are all disabled in one way or another. One can't hear, one can't see, one can't walk, another is epileptic. They're only 3 feet tall, and they live in a scrapyard called Buster's Lost Treasure Emporium, and they're all as smart as whips, especially Doc, who has no hind legs but doesn't need a wheelchair since he made a chair that flies by overcoming gravity and invented magnetic yo-yos to disarm the pack rat's enemies. The emphasis is not on offense but defense, and not on brawn but brains. As to the old comic book heroes, I guess you know Superman was killed a while back defending Metropolis, although he's had four different reincarnations since then. Batman's Robin was blown to bits by the Joker. Now Batman himself is about to suffer a spinal injury in a battle with his nemesis, Bane. The millionaire Bruce Wayne will be confined to a wheelchair, and his crime-fighting duties will be turned over to a college-age computer nerd called Azrael, who, according to DC Comics, will wear a different outfit and be leaner and meaner than Batman. All these changes reflect something about us. Today, we admire someone with human weaknesses who overcomes adversity more than we do someone so strong and so perfect he wouldn't know the meaning of the word. The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
KCBS News Time, 7:40.
If value and affordability are pleasing to your eye, then maybe it's time to look at a 1993 Audi 90S performance sedan. Because right now, your local Audi dealer is featuring very attractive lease rates on the sporty 90S. How attractive? How about only $299 a month? And that includes the Audi Ownership Advantage, a 3-year, 50,000-mile service protection plan that pays for all scheduled maintenance. Visit your Bay Area Audi dealer today. Test drive a new 93 Audi 90S and see for yourself just how attractive $299 a month can be. Audi's 30-month closed-end lease offer ends June 30th, 1993. If qualified, an IDS with $28,005 MSRP is $299 a month. Down payment of $2,801 plus first payment of $299 and a $300 refundable security deposit due at inception. Options, dealer prep taxes, and registration are extra. You pay insurance, excess wear, and 10 cents per mile over 37,500 miles. Purchase option at lease end, $13,723. Dealer contribution may affect negotiated transaction. Offered by VW Credit Incorporated.
And now, sponsored by your Bay Area Audi dealers, let's go to Ron Lyons, and he'll finish up with traffic and weather together.
Actually, you guys did the traffic report when you played the thing with you and Dave from 1968. It was eerie. A 680 in Washington, slow in both directions. That's the story this morning. You have the big rig there, and it went through the guardrail shortly before 4 o'clock this morning. Consequently, as you make your way on the Nimitz in San Leandro, one lane is shut down in each direction. At Washington, it's going to be 11:30 this morning before that's cleared. Traffic really backed up, as you can imagine, in both directions. West of the KCBS phone force, another accident northbound 17 at the summit. We also have a problem down in the lower Bayshore, a couple of stalls and an accident. Let's go there, KCBS Sky 1.
Yeah, something going on with a big rig. Southbound 101 just before Ralston. It's off to the right shoulder, but traffic is backed up to Highway 92. Another stall, southbound 101 before Marsh, also off to the right shoulder. Leaves traffic heavy from just before Marsh, on and off all the way out beyond University Avenue. That should finally pick up just past San Antonio Road.
Southbound 680 south of the Auto Mall Parkway, an accident there. Southbound 680 in Walnut Creek backed up to 242 as usual. The new South Main off-ramp is open. Newell is closed. The Bay Bridge, again, backed way up into the maze because of an earlier accident as you made your way to Treasure Island. Bay Area weather from Mike Pechner. Overcast, drizzle, and sprinkles this morning. Otherwise, sunny and warmer inland today and tomorrow. High 60s and 70s to the 80s well inland. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on KCBS News Radio 74.
Today's the perfect day to stop by the Safeway Fish Market and pick up fresh fish for dinner.
But then again, tomorrow's perfect too. At Safeway, you'll always find the best selection of the freshest seafood delivered daily. We buy some locally. The salmon caught right off our coast, for instance, happens to be the very best. But we also have suppliers who bring us the best from the rest of the world. Like fresh sea bass, flown in daily from Chile. The best tasting shrimp, straight from the Gulf of Mexico. You'll also find live Maine lobster, every day. And here's something else you'll find. Experts behind the counter who won't sell any seafood that doesn't meet our standards. They're personally responsible for the freshness and quality of every piece of fish you buy. If you need preparation tips, they're the people to ask. Wouldn't today be a great day to stop by the Safeway Fish Market? Nobody does seafood better than Safeway.
KCBS News Time 7:43. This portion of KCBS News sponsored by NASDAQ.
Well, now that the Dow Jones Industrial Average has broken the 3,500 mark, some experts are worried the market will be flooded with more small investors. The report from Cynthia Louie.
With the bull running wild on Wall Street and setting a new record on the Dow, experts say there's a sense of gambling fever among small-time investors. People are looking at the low interest rates being paid out on their CDs, and they're eyeing the growing stock market. But money manager Stevenson Brown says this is the time to be careful.
I wouldn't sell all of my CDs and commit all of my cash to the stock market all at one time.
Brown says it's better to take small steps when investing in stocks.
If I were going to get into the market, I would do it gradually over a period of time so as to take advantage of the ups and downs of the market.
The stock market is much riskier over the short term, but Brown says history shows it's one of the best hedges against inflation over the long haul. Cynthia Louie, KCBS News Radio.
Dave McAlatin's here today joining us because he's the man who began it all 25 years ago, All News Radio. We were just talking about the market and a former colleague of ours, who we remember very fondly, Ray Hutchinson, who did our stock market
report. That's right. He was the first business editor here at KCBS News Radio and did a terrific job. He's the world's nicest, dirty old man. And I remember day after day he would say, well, the market is, one of these days, the market will break through that magic 1,000 level. And wondering if he would live long enough to see it. And now look where it is.
Was it 3,500? Something
yes,
like that.
And moving. Yeah.
And moving. All right. We're going to have more coming up at 55 with a report from the Pacific Stock Exchange.
It began with a single shoe store and a commitment to customer satisfaction unique in retailing. Today, that philosophy has spawned 72 stores across America. And even at a time when retail sales were dismal, Nordstrom climbed to a record $3 billion. Where do you find companies that are selling at a time when nobody's buying? Actually, newspapers print a list of them every day. NASDAQ, the stock market for the next 100 years. They brought computer technology to a tradition-bound business, and by their first anniversary reached a volume of 2.2 billion shares. Their stock market soon became the model for markets around the world. And today, 20 years later, NASDAQ is trading stock in more companies than any other market on Earth. You can't buy shares in this innovative, fast-growing company, but you can share in their success. NASDAQ, the stock market for the next 100 years.
KCBS News Time, 7:45.
And here he is with the sports line. Steve Bitker in person and revved up for action.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. The Red Hot Giants go for their sixth win in a row this afternoon when they host Kevin Mitchell and the Cincinnati Reds' Trevor Wilson against Tom Browning. That after the Giants completed the series sweep of the Astros yesterday, 6-3 behind Jeff Brantley, who went the first six for the win, and then Dave Burba and Rod Beck, who threw well over the final three. For Brantley, a five-run first made it a relatively easy day.
That's great. I mean, it's a lot easier to pitch when you have a lead like that. You don't have to press as hard. Instead of going to the corners, you go to the middle of the plate and make them swing the bat and make them earn their way on base. And that's what I tried to do. I tried not to walk anybody at all and just tried to make them earn their way on.
Giants now lead Atlanta by 3.5, Houston by 4. While the A's stay 8 back and in the cellar, losing in KC again 13-8 despite Brent Gates' first major league home run. A 9-run first inning did the A's in, although Gates' homer cut the deficit to 10-8 in the 8th. But the Royals tagged Dennis Eckersley for 3 more in the last of the 8th to raise XERA to 6.14. Angels 2-0 over the White Sox. Langston beat McDowell. Texas beat Eric Hanson in Seattle 4-3. Boston hammered Dave Stewart and Toronto 10-5. Baltimore behind Rick Sutcliffe beat Cleveland 6-3. Detroit 8-6 over Milwaukee despite a pair of Greg Vaughn home runs. Back in the National League, Dodgers behind Candiotti beat Cincy 5-2. The Padres behind Greg Harris beat Colorado 7-3. Tom Glavine, a four-hit shutout. Atlanta 1-0 over Montreal. Ron Gant homered.